Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Ar-Rum. Now, in this regard, primarily there's just one narrative which is reported through two different chains of narration. And both of these narratives are reported allegedly by Ubayy ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The text of both these narratives are exactly the same, however, there's a difference in the chain of narration. Now, as far as the text which is found in Al-Wasit is concerned, I'll just read out text before you. And the words are, من قرأ سورة الروم كان له من الأجر عشر حسنات بعدد كل ملك سبح الله بين السماء والأرض وأدرك ما زيع في يومه وليلته. Which means that a person who recites Surah Ar-Rum, then for every angel who glorified the Almighty between the heavens and the earth, for every such angel, that person will be given the reward of 10 pious deeds. And that person will obtain whatever whatever was wasted away from him during his day and during his night. And now I should like to point this fact before you, that this narrative is regarded to be absolutely concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And reason for this is perhaps the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. As far as Harun ibn Kasir is concerned, he's regarded to be majhul or unknown by Abu Hatim. And as far as Salam is concerned, we find the following information from Hafiz Mizzi in his book, Tehzeeb al-Kamal, recorded from various Rijal authorities. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's Laysa Bishai, and another opinion which he holds about Salam is that Zaifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosuli says that he's Laysa Bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Jizjani says that he's Ghairu Siqa. And Abu Zura, Abu Hatim, and call him to be Zaif. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharaj says that he's Matruk. And another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is Laysa Bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And another opinion, and Abul Qasim al-Baghawi says that he's Za'iful Hadith Chittin. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash about him is that he is Kazab, that he's a liar. So on the basis of this information, we can easily see why Hafiz ibn Hajar regards this narrative to be concocted. Now, as far as the other version is concerned, I said that the text is exactly the same. However, there is a different in the chain of narration. But here too, the same two narrators exist besides the other ones. So there is no reason that why we should not call this narrative to be concocted as well. So all in all, we can say that reaping the blessings of a surah is something which relates to understanding that surah, and by disregarding narratives which cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet. In fact, as far as this narrative is concerned, both these versions, as pointed out earlier, they have absolutely no basis. They have been concocted by people themselves. They cannot be traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to totally disregard them, and we must understand a surah. Whenever we are reading a surah, we must know what we are reading. We must understand its meanings, and we should try to reflect upon its meanings and also to communicate these meanings to others. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimina wal muslimat.